From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the Jack and Spike Show.
Welcome to the Jack and Spike Show. Everett has decided to waste a bunch of money. Sorry, they are seeking gunshot detection system.
you're reading ahead there.
The shot spotter. I must have misread that. Something wrong with the type, maybe? The typology of this? The font is what it was, is what threw me off.
It's in future font.
And also, students and parents rally outside of Garfield High School to end gun violence, because we all know what ends gun violence is people just talking about it, right? Just, that's really the issue here. Also, this is a weird study. Did you see this thing about Washington State unemployment rate going up? Did you see
that? I read that.
This is what's crazy about this is that people are acting like this is some kind of sick dunk on Washington State. It's 0.7%. It's 0.7%, which is like, oh, devastating. Am I right or am I?
Close up the door.
Washington is dead. 0.7% increase in unemployment, right?
Five straight months, though, there's been an uptick. Is that a trend, or is that just, have they all been minuscule, tiny incremental increases?
I mean, to me, like, when we look at these metrics, it gets really heady and it gets really boring, but we can go into it anyway. So when you're on an unemployment list, you are generally only on that list for about 12 months.
Yes.
Is the way that they
count
it.
Your benefits run out.
Yep. Now, that was altered during the Trump administration, because during the Obama administration, it was 18 months. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when the Trump administration came in, because they wanted to boost the lowest job or unemployment rate in history.
Right.
They technically that was true, but because they shaved off 6 months, you know what I mean? They got rid of about a third of the people.
Decrease right out of the gate.
I mean, so technically it was true, but under their new rules. So my assessment here is that you have people who are, it's now March, you have people who were seasonal workers who are leaving different industries, or you have people who are taking part-time jobs or whatever it might be.
Well, with a 0.7 increase, a major job closed. A major construction project ended.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I don't really read into this too much, aside from you have more people who are applying for unemployment benefits, which is their right to do. And if it was around, I don't know, 8%, I might then be worried. But if it's around the national average,
that's
pretty good. And in economic terms, I know this might sound pretty awful, but a certain amount of unemployment is actually a good thing for an economy.
Why?
Because it's fluidity within the job market.
Ah, okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah, so it's kind of like sense. It's kind of like how interest rates are best when they're between 2% and 3%. And everyone's like, why wouldn't we have no interest? And you think, okay, well, that's because you get a different kind of inflationary cycle when that happens.
That's as we did.
So what happens with unemployment is that people don't want to dig into the macro or micro analysis of it. People just go, it's on the rise. Washington's dead, rather than actually having to, take an econ class at community college and then going like, oh, well, that makes sense. So people often float in and off of unemployment lists. I did so myself. And so I don't think that there's anything particularly startling about this. I could make a big deal out of it if you want me to.
Well, a lot of media does. This is their talking point for the month, the week.
We're all going to die is the truth of the matter.
So it's
0.7%. Nicholas, are you prepared for the apocalypse? Are you prepared for the fallout here?
I got my bunker all prepared. Yeah, it's getting set up right
Okay, because I started to get my apocalypse weapons lined up.
Did you know?
I have my smashing rock, and I have my stabby stick, and I have all kinds of weapons out there. I have my buckskin that I'm going to be wearing. It's going to be great, right? I'm going to have a little bit of flint, and I'm going to start fires just beneath the Space Needle, because that's going to be my base of operations.
Well, no, below the needle.
When the apocalypse hits, that's where I'm going to be. All right. So Everett has decided that they want the gunshot detection system. It's the shot spotter system that people have been talking about for quite some time. It makes no sense whatsoever to spend $300,000 on what is effectively a set of microphones that, as soon as there is a gunshot or a car backfires or somebody lights off an M80, tells you that there was a shot fired in that area. Now, the response time isn't really going to change, right? I mean, all it's really going to do is say, somebody fired a gun in this location. Maybe you should send some patrol cars around there. I personally think if we're going to spend that much money, what we should do is you should have the shot spotter, the microphones, and then you have a megaphone right above the microphone. So when the gunshot goes off, you hear this music playing in the background.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
So everybody knows that the police are on their way. Do you know what I mean? So everybody knows. Because if we're going to spend good money, let's license the Power Ranger theme song and just blast it throughout Everett every single time.
That'll get people to stop shooting just so they don't hear the music anymore.
Oh, dude, that's the thing. It's psychological warfare. Like, do you remember, like, at Abu Ghraib, how they were playing Queen on repeat just to drive the terrorists insane? It's basically the same thing.
You remember when they played classic music outside of 7-Eleven to keep skate punks from hanging
out? That's what I'm talking about.
This is genius.
This is genius. So, again, every time, Nick, every time there's a bang.
Go, go, Power.
I thought you were gonna say speakers should just say freeze, drop to the ground, like there was a cop right there already.
No, I like
the
my
Power
bit
Rangers
better.
So much.
It's gonna be the Power Rangers theme song because there is no song that is more annoying than the Power Rangers theme song, and that's objectively true.
Can I tell you a personal anecdote about music being powerful? I worked at a bar every night at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what they did? They turned up the lights and played "You Light Up My Life."
You,
at loud volumes.
Nick, can we grab that really quick?
Nothing clears out a bar full of bikers at 2 o'clock. Because we used to say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. All that cliche stuff.
Yeah.
But that didn't work. But Debbie Gaboon, she had the power.
Well, the thing about 70s, like this era of music, like the Carpenters and all this other kind of stuff, is that these songs are the songs that they play in hell. I don't know if people know this. But as you're descending down through the seven levels, so you get to the lowest level where Satan is frozen in ice, this is what you hear.
Horrible.
This is what you hear.
It worked, man.
And you're going, no, please, God, why have you forsaken me, right? So anyway, the city of Everett, getting back to what's important here, has decided, again, $300,000. It's through the State Department of Commerce. And it's a grant, and they're going to spend $280,000 of that to obtain and install the system, and the remaining $20,000 to cover the cost of the training. We have to find the consultant who is making the sales pitch because that guy could sell ice to Eskimos. Do you know what I mean?
Clearly, this is
a ridiculous. Somebody has to have a cousin who works for this company. I had a friend of mine who used to work for Cutco. Remember that Ponzi scheme, Cutco?
Uh-huh.
It's like knives.
Knives, right?
It's knives.
Door-to-door knife sales.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Door-to-door knife sales?
And so a friend, he asked me if I wanted to get involved with it. He goes, man, I'm making $25 an hour. This isn't like 2007. So $25 an hour was basically a millionaire. And I said, so what do you do? And he goes, all you got to do is go around and talk to people about buying knives. That's it. That's all you got to do. That person is now selling ShotSpotter. To Seattle, to Everett, to whoever wants to buy it, because this is useless technology, right?
Didn't I read Chicago just canceled?
Chicago just
canceled their contract with this company. And they spent almost $50 million. And we're talking about blanketing the city with ShotSpotter microphones and whatever they use on the ShotSpotter. I'm not sure the technology. I mean, you talked about it when this first story first came up. All you got to do is play this. If you want to commit a crime, play the system. You know, throw a firecracker out one day a week, just kind of set the trap off.
The way you do it is if I want to commit, let's say if I want to commit crime on the west side, if I go down to the east side and I throw a couple M80s out and they go off, all of a sudden you get a police response there. That buys me an extra 5 minutes to do whatever I want to do wherever it is that I'm going. And then all of a sudden you end up with people using the system that everybody has paid for. I have a crazy idea, Everett. You ever think about using $280,000 on your homeless population? Maybe that might be good. Your $300,000 on, schools? Like, if we're going to throw money away, why don't we throw it away in a cool way? Like, why don't we just burn it? You ever think about just burning $300,000, right?
Especially on a cold night in a homeless encampment.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Why don't we just take huge stacks of $50,000 and we'll just burn it, right? Because the ShotSpotter system doesn't work. This has been written about since it was introduced about 10 years ago. And the reason that it doesn't work is because it's basically like a citywide baby monitor that doesn't,
Yes, it's that good call.
But it is as if you have 1,000 babies. And you have to.
It's a pretty good assessment of the city, actually. So
it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But gun violence is on the rise. Everybody knows this. Between 2018 and 2023, shots fired calls increased 126%. Drive-by shootings went up 275%. Murders doubled. It's according to data police provided in the grant application letter.
This is just Everett we're talking about.
This is just Everett, right? Wow. So the way that you solve this is, of course, healthy families, healthy communities, and an aversion to allowing crime to erupt in your city. And that is a lot cheaper than $280,000.
Sure is. Would it Would it help to have more cops? I know everybody's trying to hire more law enforcement officers.
Right.
Could you spend $280 in overtime? Just have cops in these
That'd
particular
be
high crime areas driving around?
Yeah,
walking
a
beat, getting to meet business owners again?
Yeah, and I mean, another thing, there's a research out there to suggest that parks, as weird as this is, community parks that are fenced off, there is a decrease in crime around those parks. If they're fenced off.
Really?
Particularly if they are a children's park. I know this is weird, but there is this longitudinal study that was done over 5 years around where gang shootings occur.
No kidding.
And there's this weird unspoken code within the seediest of gangs where they do not participate in that kind of activity when kids are present. This is why if you go down to Anaheim, even though Anaheim is riddled with gang activity, you never hear about shootings at Disneyland or around Disneyland. Why is that?
Kids.
Right.
Amazing.
Exactly. So, I mean, you could have put in a park with a nice little slide in there, but I guess that's not going to be the case. So students and we got some audio, right, Laura, from the ShotSpotter people. This is the Everett police chief. He says they're looking for community feedback.
Wrapped around just about every action we're trying to take related to violence in our community right now is a desire and an effort to engage the community to be part of the solution.
Well, maybe don't burn $300,000 and maybe,
use it on your community.
Use it on your community. Students and parents rallied outside of Garfield High School to end gun violence. Now, this is, I understand the sentiment behind it. I understand it's scary. Someone gets shot outside your school. I get it. But this isn't the way that you end gun violence. Just going around with signs with people who already agree with you, that's not really the way that you deal with this. Although I'm sure it makes the kids feel good and it makes the parents feel good to engage. I don't want to knock it. I agree with it. But in terms of efficacy, it's kind of like, Spike, when you go to your progressive self-help group meetings with all your other liberal snowflakes, and you guys all sit around and talk about how much you hate Donald Trump.
We do.
It's basically like that, right?
It does the eight of us a lot of good. But outside of that room, nothing's changing.
Nothing's really changing.
Nothing's happening. I hear you.
So a parent at the protest spoke to King 5. Here's what that sounded like.
Six times now we've been in the case where we're getting a message from the school messaging system or from other parents saying they're in shelter in place, there's shots around the school. You don't get used to it. The powers that be that control resources and policy and allocation of funds, I don't know that they're seeing it as a priority.
So I'm sure they see it as a priority. I think that one of the issues that we have in our modern age is you have a legal matrix that is so dense that it's really hard to get funding through. It's really hard to get things enacted. It's really hard to get policy enacted. And so this is one of the issues that we have with government in general is that as a common sense community says, gunshots are going off by the school. Obviously, we're going to need at least two or three police officers stationed there during all school hours. Mm. And we're going to need students to start going through metal detectors or having their bags searched or whatever it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like this would be common sense. But then what you get when you start doing stuff like that is then people say, well, we don't want school to feel like a prison and we don't want.
Your impression of me is getting really good, by the way, because I don't want schools to feel like a
school
prison.
School is a prison. School is the most
metaphorically.
School is a literal. It is a modeled after a system of penance. The schools are incredibly carceral in nature. And the way that we treat students are basically like little prisoners.
Well, after these shootings last week, the city of Seattle put more patrol officers in the neighborhood on a regular basis around the school.
Mm-hmm.
But that needs to be permanent. That can't be a couple days after the shootings. And then the extra money, talk about where does the $280 go up in Everett. It's $1.8 million for ShotSpotter in Seattle, by the way.
Yeah.
$1.8 million.
It's a waste.
You could put a lot of cops on the street, even if it's overtime for your existing officers.
Right.
And even if it's just around school so the parents and kids feel safer. Better ways to use the money.
Right, but the schools, in many ways, we understand that you have guards outside of a bank. Everybody gets it. No one bats an eye. I don't want my bank to feel like a prison. Nobody says that, right?
Well,
I don't want my bank to feel like a prison. Oh, my God.
Maybe it's because I'm as old as I am, but I went to school without any security guards, out front, without any metal detectors, without any kind of peripheral police presence around my school.
Yeah.
My kids went to school here in Seattle. in public and private schools between the two of them.
Oh, geez, private schools, Mr. O'Neill. Wow, pardon me,
Mike. You know what? I invested
Lord and Lady O'Neill over here. Jeez,
I tell you what, man, we got our money's worth because my kid entered the college world so much better prepared. Wasn't a matter of I didn't want them hanging out with lowlifes. I wanted them to get a better education.
Did they have foie gras for lunch on a regular basis?
No, my kid was more sushi.
Yeah,
more
pureed sushi. Pureed lobster bisque would be quite nice at the private school. Schools are already jail-like. Laura, back me up on this, right?
Also went to a private school.
Oh, my jeez. Laura over here. Pardon me. I didn't realize I was in the presence of royalty over here.
You really didn't realize that?
Madam Laura, forgive me for ever deigning to assume that you would have ever set foot in a public institution. So aggrieved are you now.
There was a security guard at my public middle school.
Aha! I knew it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So
I bet Nick went to public school.
Jack and I are the only men of the people. Yeah. Went to community college, baby.
My man.
I knew you weren't alone.
That's what I'm saying. Community college, public school.
We didn't start with a silver spoon in our mouths.
Yeah, you guys. Some of us had to work our way up through different things. But okay, so what I would say to these kids, because you want the kids to feel safe.
Yeah, of course.
This is what I would do. You get plainclothes police officers, and it's their job to be there. And you also make them, I don't know, the coach of the soccer team. Or whatever it is, coach of the baseball team or whatever it is. And so that's their job. They're walking around plainclothes cops, and their job is to not arrest kids on campus for being late or truant or whatever.
Right.
Their job is to be cop dad, and they walk around and they make sure everybody's safe, and they build good, healthy relationships with those kids, knowing that they are not to go into cop mode every time a kid throws a haymaker at another kid and take him to the ground and arrest him.
What was that dad program you told me about a few months ago?
Coach Dad, right?
And that was parents of the students at the school.
Yeah, that was in Atlanta.
That's a great, it works. It's a great
idea.
That
was in Atlanta where they were having too many truancies, so a bunch of dads got together and they said, we're going to be a bunch of coach dads and we're going to start walking the halls making sure the kids go to school. Speaking of people that didn't go to private school, Mr. Billy Sunshine going to be on in a couple of few because as our senior liberal correspondent, he has many thoughts on Trump's financial issues. Billy is a millionaire. A lot of people don't know this about Mr. Sunshine, but he's independently very wealthy. So maybe he could give Trump a loan. Right?
Sure. Could he cobble together 100 different loans?
Billy?
Trump, of $5 million each?
I mean, Billy could probably, if he, in the
Billy
goodness
could
of
help.
It, Billy could help him out. If you wanted to. We'll talk about it when we get back right after this.
Planning to go to more than one Mariners game this season? Consider a Mariners Flex membership. You can choose your games and seats as you go all season long. Plus, save at least 10% on tickets and pay no fees. Come on board today at mariners.com/flex.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes, our senior West Coast elite champagne socialist correspondent, Mr. Billy Sunshine, in to talk about Trump's financial woes. Mr. Sunshine, how's the market doing today? You've only been up for 4 minutes, so I imagine you've already begun your day trading, correct?
The market is a wonderful place to be these days. It's an all-time high. But, you know, I was going to, you know, Spike wanted me to come there live today, and I was going to surprise you, but the Trump airline that I had a ticket on, turns out it doesn't exist. It went bankrupt.
Did it?
And so I'm stuck at home. I'm having a steak. I'm having one of Trump's steaks now. Oh, wait, that doesn't exist either. Well, you know, the good news is I have plenty of money because I studied at Trump University.
Yeah.
So I got really rich. Oh, wait, that doesn't exist. That went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Too.
We can let him do this all day.
What,
yeah.
What about the Monopoly game?
I have some Trump vodka.
Yeah.
Some vodka here.
So yeah.
I'm feeling better about myself while I play Trump Monopoly. Oh, wait, that's gone too.
Yeah. Well, apparently we can't get a better phone line for you either, Billy, because this is awful. Gee whiz.
It's calling from TrumpCom.
Well, I mean, Billy, there's some interference that's basically driving me absolutely insane. I don't know what it is, but it sounds like you're tapping the receiver on your phone repeatedly.
No, I'm not. Not touching anything.
It does sound like telegraph wire.
It does sound like telegraph. I mean, you know what it is? It's probably the Trump administration who's tapped your phone, Billy, and they're listening in on you right now, being that you're Trump's number one nemesis.
Well, you know, I declared bankruptcy, so maybe nothing works around here.
So
that's the way to go. When you want to rip somebody off, when you don't want to pay your bills, when you want to take people who worked hard and did something for you and say, no, I don't think
connection is so bad. We're going to drop you. Okay. Yeah. Can we mute that really quick, Andrew? Cause that is just so bad. That connection is so bad that
he worked on those jokes for hours. I know. And then to have the mic not work or the phone line not work, that's horrible.
Well, I mean, the thing is with Billy is that Billy has a landline that I often encourage him to use, but he is always maintaining that his cell phone connection is the best connection. So bankruptcy is one way out of Trump's financial jam, but he doesn't want to take it. Now, we've been trying to discuss this in a fair and rational way now since Donald Trump, all of his legal woes really started to come down on him. He might be losing a lot of his assets on Monday, being that Letitia James can go and start seizing actual hard assets unless he posts bond. Now, he's been turned down from how many different lenders?
30 different insurers who post bonds in these types of situations, because people are fined large amounts of money all the time in business.
Right.
And Donald Trump says it's unprecedented, it's a political attack, yada, yada, yada. I could go into that. But you talked about bankruptcy, which would be his best option from a financial perspective. It would put things on hold until he can sort out whether his appeal has been reviewed and his fine diminished. It would give him a chance to sell properties at not a fire sale price. It's the best way forward financially, but it's the worst move from a PR perspective.
I think this is my read of it, and I wanted to ask Billy about this, but apparently even a millionaire can't shell out for a better quality cell phone. I think that Trump wants this. I think that Trump wants to lose these properties so then he can say, look at the way I'm being treated by the Biden DOJ. Did Mr. Sunshine fix his connection? Are we still getting any beeps and boops there, or is he sounding crystal clear?
I'm calling from the Trump telephone system.
It's back. It's better.
So listen,
you built back better.
Billy, this was my theory, is that I think that Trump wants to lose these properties so that he can then say, look at the way I'm being treated by the Biden DOJ. And look what they did to my poor building, even though that building is mortgaged $200 million in debt already.
Exactly, Jack. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
The fact is that he has no equity in any of the properties. So declaring bankruptcy makes him look very bad. You are right. He would rather have her grab some of this stuff and say, look what they're doing to me, because he's got no equity. So this works for him. You are absolutely right.
Billy, as my financial advisor, maybe you can educate me on this. Why would someone mortgage they're holding in a building to the tune of $200 million. Where's that money going? Is it investment in another building? Is it legal fees? Like, why would you basically buy yourself out of shares in your own home? It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But of course, I'm a layman. I'm not a billionaire like Donald Trump. Why would someone do this?
Neither is he, by the way. He's not a billionaire either.
How dare you say that about Trump?
Set that up.
Independently wealthy. Why would someone mortgage $200 million against their own property, which they owned, by the way, in the mid-90s? It was theirs. And then all of a sudden, you're borrowing against it to the point where you don't even own it anymore. Why?
But that's how he's made his living. OPM, other people's money. You see, he declared bankruptcy at least six times.
Yeah.
Anyone who invested in his casinos is out of luck. So he's constantly ripping off his investors and the people who do the work for him, the people who, you know, actually made a living by building a business of their own where they paid their people. Trump is a disease.
And, jeez, Billy.
Wow, that's kind of... We've gone off the rails quickly.
It's a bit of a rough segue there, Billy. Go ahead.
Is it a segue at all, or is it merely a description of where we find ourselves in fact?
Do you remember during one of the presidential debates, I'm not sure it was the Clinton-Trump debate or the Biden-Trump debate, where Trump said, yes, I avail myself of the bankruptcy system. All good business people do that.
Right.
And Billy's right. You know, you play with other people's money. You leverage your materials or your properties, your assets, to go and develop this golf course or that beachfront or whatever it may be around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's got properties around the world. So you play with other people's money. That is good business. That's how smart people move and make money. But when you don't pay your bills and when you mortgage yourself up to the eyeballs and you find yourself in the need of $500 million fast, right? Without this judgment, nobody would have cared how much he was mortgaged, how much leveraged he was, because he's still doing business globally.
Well, okay, so I knew somebody who always had the appearance of being wealthy. I'm not talking about you, Billy, of course. I would never throw you under the bus like this, but because Billy is very...
I don't look wealthy.
He's very slovenly, Billy. He walks around in sweatpants all day, even though he's worth more money than God. So I knew this person had the appearance of being very wealthy, but in actuality, they were incredibly poor, and they had indebted themselves way past whatever they were able to pay into it. And when I was talking to them about it after they went to rehab, I said, why were you spending so much money on cars and dinners and blah, blah, blah? And he says, because I wanted to have the appearance of that so that when I did business with other people, they thought that I was doing well. And he said that worked for him for about 2 years before all of a sudden the cost of keeping up with the Joneses outweighed what he was actually getting people to invest into his company.
That's how it's supposed to work.
I'm wondering if Trump...
Well, Trump got 50 years out of that, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying is that I'm wondering if Trump did the same thing where he's like, I'm buying this golf course, I'm buying these hotels, I'm buying this property, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden he ends up with a tremendous amount of debt, he can't mortgage anything anymore, and now he's in a position where his financial statements are coming out and he's $200 million in debt on a property that he owns, in heavy quotation marks. That's pretty rough to think about it from that perspective. And that's the man that people want to run this country. There you go.
Because he's a business mogul.
And he has to rob. He has to steal from the people who want to see him be reelected. He's going to steal that money to pay his lawyers. So the Congress is going to become totally Democratic because none of the money is going to get through from his daughter-in-law to people running for Congress and Senate.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this election.
Well, thank you for your political analysis, Mr. Sunshine, and thank you so much for using a better phone this time. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, my friend. That was our senior Coastal Elite correspondent, Mr. Billy Sunshine, who, of course, his expertise in these matters. As a, you know, leftist, progressive snowflake of freedom, as you like to say.
Foot soldier of freedom.
It runs deep.
It does.
An explosive sound in Cedro Woolley puzzles residents. This is a crazy thing about this story. It's a sound. It's a big sound.
Okay.
We don't need to all lose our minds over it.
Okay.
But apparently, this is something to talk about because people were calling the sheriff's department. People are speculating.
Really?
But I think it speaks to a much deeper problem that people have, which is, we'll talk about it when we get back right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's cooler than being cool, Laura?
Ice cold.
Jeez, Laura, you had one opportunity. You couldn't give me a little bit more enthusiasm on that? I said, what's cooler than being cool, Laura?
Spike, back me up.
Ice cold!
Thank you, guys. There you go. Jeez, man. Oh, all good. Right. So I just saw a commercial for an AI bot, and I know we're supposed to talk about this thing in Skagit County. Basically, a big boom went off in Skagit County.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
All the people out there were like,
do you want to hear it?
I heard me a boom out in the sky, and I thought it might have been one of them airplanes.
Jets.
Wait, I heard one of them one of them jets is out there. It sounded like a boom when my daddy went down one of them old mines with his dick of dynamite trying to find gold. But then it turned out it wasn't a mine. It was just a hole that our Jack Russell Terrier had been digging for the last 5 years.
Hole's bigger now.
It wasn't any gold down there. I tell you, living in Skagit County.
I miss that dog, too. I
heard a big old boom out in the sky. Called the sheriff's department. He showed up. He said, I think it might be one of them airplanes flies up in the sky and whatnot, defying God's law.
Could be one of them transformers.
It could be one of them
not the kind of come from a truck to a robot. I'm talking about one that could bring the power down from the mountain.
Talk about.
Why do we do that to those nice people? Beautiful people up there in Central.
Well, because, all right.
God's people.
A boom goes off. What did it sound like, Laura? What's it?
That's upsetting.
I said it sounded like that one time. It sounded like when Mama was trying to call us to dinner, but we were on the other side of the holler. So she started banging the cast irons together. Mama's a big woman. She could hold two cast irons in either hand, bang them together. Boom, it went off. We shaking 3 miles away. I said, oh, that's Mama. Dinner time. Got to go get me some grits. That's what I heard is a big old boom out there in Skagit County. So.
And them vacuum cleaner sailors never come around again.
Jeez. I mean, it's a sound, right?
Yeah.
So this is the issue that I have with life in general, is that when things happen, other people freak out about it. If I'm walking down the street and a car backfires, I don't turn around and go, what was that? Because I know, because my brain has processed what that noise is through thousands of hours of Acme cartoons, that is indeed a car backfiring. I don't need to see it. If I hear beep, beep, beep from behind me, I don't go, what's that beeping noise? I go, that is a car backing up. What people do is when things happen that are auditory, we somehow revert back to monkey people, and we need to stop, is what I'm saying. We need to get away from that mentality. There's a better way to live life. There was a big boom. Let it be a big boom. Who cares?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I feel for the good citizens of Central.
Well, that's good.
Reactionary.
Right, exactly. We're all being reactionary. Okay, what I really want to talk about is I just saw a commercial for
AI?
It was that AI, it was a little ball, and a woman is about to go to the gym, and then her little AI, it's like a glass ball, like the Eye of Sauron, right, from the Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
It's on her kitchen table, and then it glows red, and it says, Lauren, you forgot your water bottle or whatever. And she goes, oh, thank you, AI. And then she turns around, she grabs it, and then the AI powers down. My thing about why I don't have Alexa in my home, why I don't have Siri, why I don't have any of these robots in my home is because I don't want to integrate with the robot menace. And when you put it in such a fun way for people, they forget the horrific side of that, right?
So, which like, is what? The horrific side.
Which is Skynet and death, Spike. Like, this is, okay, so it's basically like,
let's just monitoring your thoughts and actions.
If let's just replace that little glowing ball with a gigantic scorpion, okay? And it's the same setup, and the scorpion says, hey, Lauren, you forgot your water bottle.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, thanks, scorpion. Appreciate that. And then the scorpion just kind of powers it down and falls asleep. We're forgetting that is a creature of death and destruction,
okay,
right?
Okay.
That would gladly sting you to death and then rip you to pieces with its little claws and eat you in front of your children. Then it makes sure that you remember your water bottle.
This also explains cat adoption.
Exactly. Wait, what?
Most cats will eat you
After you've died?
Yeah.
After you died?
Yeah, with their little claws.
What?
Is this news to you?
What?
This is the thing.
How is this? Wait.
If you die in your apartment.
In terms of having a tiny scorpion in your house, when you have a cat, you have a tiny lion.
Okay.
That is just waiting for you to die.
I see what you're saying. But back to my original point. I don't like the whole AI thing that everyone is slowly being integrated into our lives. I don't need a robot to make think for me. I want to make think for myself.
Yeah.
I don't need a robot to, hey, what's the tip that I should leave the DoorDash guy? Hey, book me a flight to wherever. I don't want any of that. I want to do it myself. Because when people begin to lean on that, their critical skills atrophy, right? Your critical operating skills. When you have the robot do it for you, that's bad, right?
And Helen already had a mechanism to tell her she forgot her water bottle. It's called thirst.
Yes, exactly. Right. Helen, we have it automatically. Right. That's very good.
Then you pay a dollar at the gym.
Right.
You don't do it again.
And you don't give up your privacy to an evil robot overlord.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone is so gung-ho about AI that I don't think that they think about the other 90% of what it means to have an AI robot do things for you. It makes sense if you're like a paraplegic. Sure. Yeah. Right. Have an AI robot.
Or when your watch tells you that you forgot to take your whatevers and your blood sugar is dropping off the cliff and you're about to collapse into a ball and eventually a cat will eat you. It's nice to have your watch so you can take your pills, right?
Jason Rantz is going to come in, talk about Seattle's Behavioral Health Patrol because he did some ride-alongs.
Did he?
And he saw some things. Mr. Rantz did. And he and I were talking about it yesterday. We were commiserating as coworkers about what exactly he saw. Lots of other issues to talk about nationally. You got a $1.2 trillion plan to avert the federal shutdown. That's only 0.6 less than what got McCarthy fired. Did you know that?
I did not. This is only half the work, so they split up in two pieces,
about a third of what McCarthy tried to get through, and he was fired for that. So clearly Mike Johnson, who talks to God, by the way, is probably going to start looking for a new job. We'll talk about all that and more when we get back right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.